Hello and welcome to the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show. So excited to be here with Missy Hughes. This is a shorty that we're doing today because we're focusing on healthcare. And I love healthcare and I love Wisconsin and I love Missy Hughes. Hey, it's good to see you again.
It's great to see you. It's so good to see you. And I'm so glad that you're healing and feeling better.
Thank you. I'm excited. So I'm a doctor, but I've also been a patient a lot lately. And the costs of healthcare and the investment that we have to put in as patients is frankly ridiculous. The fights that I've had with my insurance company, the dollars that I've spent, and I'm a doctor who knows, who has resources. I can't even imagine what it's like for the average Wisconsinite. It's too expensive. There's just too much. But you've got this ambitious 10-point healthcare plan that is about so many different things. As I was reading through it, I was like, yes, yes, yes. Tell us about it.
Well, it was really important to me. First of all, I'm Missy Hughes. I don't know if we need to say that or not, but I think maybe you said that. It was really important to me as I looked at my healthcare plan that we think about it from a 360 degree viewpoint. And so, because it's so complicated, there are so many challenges with healthcare right now. So the things that I was really focusing on are costs, access, and quality. To narrow it down, I got a 10-point plan, but just to say, like, each of the points is really trying to impact costs and access and quality. And these are the things that I hear most from Wisconsinites. And so, you know, what should we do? Should we go through it? Do you want to go through it one at a time?
Through it one at a time, because at first I was like, oh, it's 10 points. That's really heavy. But each point is really important. And it's not just rural healthcare or reproductive healthcare. Like, there's a business piece to it. There's a dollar piece to it. So let's start at the beginning.
Yeah. Well, let's hit the costs. We'll clump it into three things and then we can dive in if we want to. So the cost side of things, I am proposing and will include in my first budget when I'm governor, a public option. So expanding Badger Care, we're going to use the infrastructure of Badger Care and we're going to expand it to a public option. So everyone in Wisconsin has the opportunity to buy into Badger Care, regardless of your income level. And we will expand the lower income levels to be able to participate, to make it affordable for lower income levels. But at its biggest, we're going to have a public option. And Dr. Lyerly, that was a really hard decision for me because I grew up with two parents who were doctors. And, you know, the public option was kind of this, you know, back in the early 90s, it was not something that where they wanted to see the medical care and the medical system go, because I think they were really concerned about the quality of care. But things are so broken right now. We need a public option. And so I'm proposing that. And, you know, but it's important to me that as we do a public option, we're keeping providers in mind. We're making sure that our nurses and our doctors are able to make a living and, you know, be able to, they're devoting their lives to taking care of people. So that's really important. The second piece of cost that I'm going after is prescription drugs and making sure that we have levels set for our chronic care drugs like insulin and other drugs that are taking care of chronic diseases, that we're capping the costs on those. And then a bunch of states have started importing from Canada to relieve drug prices, and they're our neighbors, so we're going to start doing that too. So those are the two big ways that I'm really going after costs. But then, you know, I really also want to focus on the insurance companies, because we know that it is so difficult to deal with the insurance companies. And we're seeing decisions made by AI, and we're seeing decisions made, you know, that are taking longer than they need to make for prior approvals and things like that. So making sure that we're holding the insurance companies to account and doing what we can to support quick decision making, a possibility, you know, easy appeals, and making sure that folks aren't just getting run over by the insurance companies.
Can we talk about reproductive health care? Because that's what I always want to talk about. A big part of this plan is getting rid of the 1849 criminal abortion ban, which is still on the books, and codifying not just abortion care, but contraception and IVF. It's crazy that we are living in a time that we have to put in the state constitution that women can get access to birth control and fertility treatments. But that's part of your plan, too.
Absolutely. And we need to proactively make sure that we're protecting women's rights. As you said, you know, right now we're on this kind of knife's edge where this 18 whatever rule law is still in the books, but only has been knocked down by the Supreme Court. We need to proactively protect women's rights, and it needs to be extended to contraception and to IVF. And, you know, at every moment, a woman has to be in charge of her body and able to make those decisions with her doctor.
You yourself live in a rural community. I work in rural communities. What is happening in our rural communities is not okay. It's been happening for a long time. Healthcare has been changing for a long time. It predates Donald Trump, but the big, beautiful bill has really already had a giant impact on our rural communities. And hospitals across Wisconsin, across the country, but really across Wisconsin, are at risk of closing and cutting services. But your plan addresses that as well.
Yeah, I sat on the board of our local hospital where I live in southwestern Wisconsin, and it is really difficult to maintain, you know, having providers and understanding what level of care you should be providing to the local community. But since that time, we've really seen the services offered at our hospital just, you know, diminish and diminish. We're facing right now losing some of our surgery. You could get, you know, a hernia taken care of, or you could get podiatry taken care of. Now you need to go about an hour away. OBGYN, absolutely, you have to go an hour away. And you and I both know that babies don't wait an hour. Mm-hmm. And the prenatal care that you need is so important. So what I'm proposing in my plan is to make sure that we're continuing to increase the number of providers that we have in our rural areas. That's, you know, a key part of this puzzle. But I want to look at each region of the state and understand, where are you really struggling? You know, what's the real challenges in the local community? Is it EMT services? Is it ambulance services? Is it, you know, critical care? Is it family practitioners? What are the different pieces of this? I will tell you that I know that it's always going to be mental health care providers, because we don't have enough mental health care providers all around the state. Mm-hmm. And so we need to really, you know, reinforce and reinvigorate our rural health care system. I just was having an amazing conversation with someone who's doing some work in Eau Claire, who wants to help continue to train our rural healthcare providers, because a rural healthcare provider might not perform like a, he used a tracheotomy as an example, you know, for 10 years. And mm-hmm. so he is working on innovative training for rural healthcare providers so that people can get the care that they need in their community and not be sent, you know, a couple hours away for a somewhat routine, not that a tracheotomy is a routine procedure, but, you know, just really thinking about it. But I think if we go region by region, we can really understand, like, what is holding you back? What is the piece that's really a challenge, and help with each community as they're facing those challenges? Right now, where I live, if the ambulance goes to La Crosse, it's gone for 4 or 5 hours. And if mm-hmm. someone has a heart attack in that time within the community, you can't get to the hospital. Like, this is uncivilized and dark ages, and we need to fix it.
It is so hard to believe that that is the current state of healthcare in this country, but it is. And all of these ideas are great, but you're the former chair for the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, so nobody knows better than you that this costs money. How do we pay for it?
You know, I think that what we have to recognize is right now, so many dollars are locked up in healthcare. So I have a friend who is a mental health care provider. She's amazing. She owns a clinic, but she and her husband are paying $30,000 a year in premiums and a $15,000 deductible or something like that. It is bonkers. They're healthy, you know, they're a little bit older, but she can't invest back in her business. So if we can find cost savings around our healthcare premiums and, you know, the boot hanging over our head of the deductible, then we're going to start to see dollars unlocked. And, you know, we've seen different research that shows for every dollar that you've invested in healthcare, you see returns back into the economy. And that's where I think we really don't even know at this point how much we are stuck because of healthcare. People are staying in jobs underpaying jobs because it has benefits, right? And you don't want to lose your benefits like that. Losing your benefits is such a thing that is holding Wisconsinites back from starting something new or taking an idea they have and turning it into a business. So I really believe that this foundational piece of fixing healthcare, it's a foundation to our whole economy. And so with big cracks in it, you know, it's not gonna help move our economy forward unless we take the steps to fix it first.
And when you talk about the economy, there's another piece of your plan that involves economic growth, and that's investment in the economy, investment in research, investment in the future of healthcare delivery and healthcare innovation in the state. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'm so passionate and excited about this. When I was secretary of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, we worked really hard to have a designation from the Biden administration, from the federal government, for a regional biohealth tech hub. And it's because between Madison and Milwaukee and in other parts of our state, we have a tremendous biohealth industry. And we were able to get this designation, and it really forces and excites collaboration between industry, our universities, and the government. And it makes sure that research that's happening at UW-Madison or the Medical College of Wisconsin is getting out of those labs. The companies are looking at it. They're working together, and it's getting into hospital rooms. It's getting tested, going back to the labs, getting tested again. And we have, like, literally, we have the opportunity to have the cure for cancer come from inside Wisconsin. UW-Madison received $150 million for Alzheimer's research, and I'm especially passionate about this. I lost my sister-in-law just 2 weeks ago to early onset Alzheimer's, and the research at UW-Madison is the backbone of Alzheimer's research all around the country, and we have to find a cure for this devastating disease. 6 million people, 6 million families are going through Alzheimer's right now as we sit here today. And it is, you know, again, we have to find the cures. We have the chance to do it, but we have to support the research. And what's happening at the federal government, what's happening with RFK, my God, like, you, my family was together yesterday to celebrate my sister-in-law's life. And we were talking, like, there was a moment when we were all just like, oh, you know, just what is happening? And it's just despicable and terrible what's happening, what RFK is doing to our research into our public health system.
It's as somebody who graduated from the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health, and the public health piece was really important. We were the first medical school to add that because we recognized that, because Wisconsin is progressive. We're always thinking. I didn't know that we are one of the top public research institutions in the country, which is why this piece of your plan, all the other pieces are really important, but this is a piece that's really unique to you.
Yeah, and there are thousands of jobs associated with this, and the potential for thousands more jobs and investment back in our state, and supporting our universities and our tech colleges are key to this for workforce coming out of this research. You know, if you think about like GE Healthcare or Accuray, they're building these, you know, incredible machines to deliver care, and you know, they need people to work on them. And so this is, you know, a high paying, high skilled opportunity for Wisconsin workers. And so it really is a full circle of benefits. And that's why that investment is really important.
I have one more question for you. The field for Wisconsin governor is still very big, and we have some amazing candidates. You are brilliant, Missy Hughes, and it is so exciting to hear about your 10-point plan. What is it about your ideas, your vision for healthcare, that sets you apart from all of your competitors?
Well, I think that I really view it as a holistic part of our economy. And so that's why I approached it so comprehensively. And it is not just like, you know, day one, I'm going to have a solution for a public option or for prescription drugs. It's a comprehensive plan that we are going to need to work at. We're going to need to build consensus and collaboration on this to make it happen throughout the state. And that's why I think I'm uniquely positioned to be able to accomplish that, because I have worked all around the state. I've demonstrated to folks that I can get shit done. And so, you know, it is like, you know, I can show up and they're like, oh yeah, you know, she shows up and she's got 10 people behind her. So let's go, let's do the work.
Fantastic. Is there anything else we missed? What else do we need to talk about? everything.
You know, I mean, I think I'm super excited for folks to get engaged and learn about the race. I think with the Supreme Court race, you know, last Tuesday, and how tremendous that outcome was. Go Chris Taylor. We have, you know, now we're going to see a lot of focus on the governor's race, on the midterms, the congressional races. Like, we got a lot of work to do in Wisconsin to make sure we get the progressive leaders that we deserve and that we want to have to lead us. We're at an incredibly important time for Wisconsin and have a whole new set of leadership. And so I'm excited to be the governor part of that new trifecta and to make sure that we're bringing these ideas to life.
I'm thrilled that you stepped up and honored that we got to have this conversation today. You know, I love healthcare and we need to fix it in the worst way. So, Missy Hughes, thanks for taking the time. Thanks for the plan. Thanks for running forward, right?
Forward. Here we go.